coming up in the podcast. This feeling that I have, a feeling scared to press publish, it's really starting to take over and I need to find a way to keep this in check. Welcome to Emilia's Behind the Scenes Author Diary, an exclusive look at the behind the scenes misadventures of a 30-something mystery author. Discover how close she is to releasing her latest novel, hear exciting details about upcoming writing projects, and discover the lessons she has learned along her writing journey so you don't have to make the same mistakes. You can find the episode show notes and lots more information at authorpreneurpodcast.com/podcast. Hello, writers. In the last 2 weeks in August, I started revising a murder mystery novella. Also during this period, I created a book marketing plan for the candidate. As I was revising my murder mystery novella, I began to feel scared to press publish. To be honest, I've been feeling this way for a while. During this month, I purchased a few courses and I share what prompted me to make these purchases. I wanted to share this just in case you were considering these same courses by this same particular company, and I just wanted to share my thoughts on the courses so far. So stay tuned for all of this and much more. Just to let you know, this episode was recorded on Tuesday, the 21st of September. So this show is primarily me looking back at the last 2 weeks in August. If you're on YouTube, you'll notice that I've gone back to a video version of the podcast. At the moment, I'm just experimenting to see if I can keep up with the workload. Throughout this episode, I will be referencing tools and services that I've used. If you're interested in reading the transcript or would like links to anything that I've mentioned in the show, then check out the very long blog post or edited transcript at authorpreneurpodcast.com/BTS043. And if you're new to this podcast, I want to say a huge thank you for stopping by and trying out my show. To those of you who have been faithfully listening, thank you for regularly listening in and supporting me. Your support means more to me than you know. In the last 2 weeks of August, I added an extra 397 words to the revised draft. But in order to achieve this, I first had to create a revision checklist. The revision checklist consists of the inline comments made by the second beta reader I hired from Fiverr and the issues he raised in the companion report. While reading the inline comments, I made a few more minor edits as I went through the manuscript. So I had the manuscript open in Word and the Scrivener file at the same time. The feedback I received was not the feedback I expected. To be honest, I never get the feedback I expect. That's just the nature of the game. Both beta readers didn't pick up on a super minor plot thread that I didn't wrap up by the end of the story. This plot thread was briefly mentioned but not resolved. As I submitted the manuscript to the beta readers, I realized that I had made this mistake. And I had expected them to say something. Now I have mixed feelings about whether I should write a new scene to tie this thread up or just leave it. The other thing about this plot thread, it's so minor, it doesn't actually have a massive impact on the resolution of the story. The resolution still makes sense, but it's something that I mentioned and I sort of thought, should I explain what actually happened with this? Even though it's just so minor, it's no one really cares. Before I did any of this work, I took 2 days off to process the feedback and I considered whether I should submit the candidate to another beta reader to get a third opinion. I'm getting scared that I'm rushing to the self-publishing finish line. That's what is making me second guess all of my decisions. In light of this, I let my manuscript sit for the next 2 weeks to decide what to do about the minor plot thread and continue the revisions in September. Now that I've sort of said this out loud and I'm looking back at August, I really feel like this fear has made me do things or consider decisions when I should be feeling confident about my story, because this second beta reader that I really do trust that I use on Fiverr, he actually liked the story. He didn't like missing, and it's not just about him liking the story. He pointed out issues with the story, but with the candidate, he was able to suspend disbelief enough to really enjoy the story. So that meant I created characters that are real. The way I executed the plot made sense for him. The investigation into the murder mystery mystery was logical and it was a proper puzzle. I didn't accidentally leave parts out. And the reason why I sort of feel like I did that with Missing is I wrote it in a very different way than I wrote The Candidate. And I feel like the way that I wrote The Candidate really works. This feeling that I have, a feeling scared to press publish, it's really starting to take over and I need to find a way to keep this in check. As I draw nearer to pressing the publish button on The Candidate, I started to think about a book marketing plan. In my book marketing plan, I want to include activities leading up to publishing, after and beyond. My goal for this plan is simple. I want to get more book reviews. But before I can chase book reviews, I need to spread the word about my novella. Over on YouTube and my website, I want to vlog the physical book creation process with updates to Instagram and Facebook. Once the editing process is over, I want to share an arc on Booksprout to start chasing book reviews ahead of the launch. For those of you who are not aware, Booksprout is a service that helps you find ARC readers who leave honest reviews on the online stores. I guess it depends what stores you ask them to leave reviews on. So normally what I would do is, because I publish wide, I select all of the stores as possibilities, but I specifically ask for certain ones. And I also give them the option to leave a review on Goodreads. I've been using the Pro Author Plan, which costs $100 per year. And I've generated a few great reviews for Missing using Booksprout in the past. Upon launch, I will set the price to 99 cents for a limited time only. At this time, I will send the book to my email list via BookFunnel for free in exchange for an honest review. Shortly after launch, I will do a book blogging tour. I plan on using a service to organize this for me because it's a time-saving service. During this week, I will use the following paid promotions: BookToggy, Amazon ads, or Facebook ads. Thanks to the changes to Facebook ads, I'm considering using Amazon ads instead. After the book blogging tour is complete, I want to take advantage of the book reviews and have another 99 cent promotional run. To get the most out of this promotion, I plan on using Bargain Booksy for this promotion. One thing you'll notice about this mini book marketing plan is that I haven't decided upon a launch date. The reason for this is I need to wait until the editing process is over in order to set a launch date for my book. While I could guess based upon previous experience, realistically, I'm not sure how long the process will take. If you've heard something useful in this episode that was helpful to you and you'd like to support the show, then buy me a coffee for as little as $2 at buymeacoffee.com/author AD Hay. Over the past few months, I've been purchasing quite a few courses from Dean Wesley Smith and Christine Catherine Rush. In August, I purchased the following courses. So it's The Locked Room Mysteries, Stages of a Fiction Writer, and the last one is about pacing. I think it's just called Classic Pacing Workshop. Yes, that's it. It's called the Classic Pacing Workshop. I'm also considering rolling in the Writing with Depth Workshop, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to write the homework assignments and publish my books at the same time. And that's with this particular workshop, you get homework as you go along. With the Locked Room Mysteries, as you go through the course, there will be homework. You don't necessarily have to complete it by a certain time or have to submit the homework to them. I think you still can from memory, but the homework is there. And I sort of feel like in order to take advantage of the Writing with Depth workshop that I need to do the homework as they go along. Like, I will have access to the workshop after it's complete, but I think it's good also to do the workshop as it's designed, as it's intended to be done. I'm a bit on the fence about that, but I really want to do it because I feel like it's going to change how I write my books and it'll help me become better. Part of the reason, I mean, if it's not at all obvious, I purchased the Locked Room Mysteries purely because I wanted to write a locked room mystery and I kind of like them. Locked Room Mysteries are a part of the earlier, you often found them in the earlier books in the mystery genre. Sorry, I'm trying to think of a book that's a classic locked room, but nothing's coming to mind other than I can't talk about it because as a part of going to the play, you can't talk about it after you've seen it because it's been a long-running Agatha Christie play. The reason why I purchased Stages of a Fiction Writer is I was curious, and Dean Wesley Smith wrote this article about Stages of a Fiction Writer ages ago, and people were up in arms about it. I was curious and I wanted to find out what people were so cheesed off about, and I didn't see anything bad about it because he goes through the stages of the career of a fiction writer. It talks about what you're like at the beginning and what you focus on and that kind of thing. And I found out which stage I was at, and I was pleasantly surprised because I went into it quite pessimistic, thinking I'm probably at the earliest infancy stage, and I was surprised, but I'm in a stage of a fiction writer where it goes on for quite a long time, which is fine. I'm not expecting to be, you know, a pro right out of the gate. But I found it interesting. I think it's important to know where you are so you know what you need to work on to get to where you want to be. So I didn't see anything wrong with this particular Stages of a Fiction Writer course. I didn't see what the drama was. I found the information extremely helpful. So it was a bit lost on me as to what the drama was about. With the classic pacing workshop, I wanted to do that because a lot of the stuff that I write, it's the feedback that I get is that it's a slow burn. And I think that's typical of the mystery genre. It's supposed to be a slow burn. Sometimes I will get people saying that it has a lot of action, but usually the common feedback is that missing is a slow burn, and I'm not unhappy with that. I feel like the story needs it to be a slow-paced build, but I'm also interested in learning how to write things a little bit more fast-paced just because. But I'm not interested in moving out of the mystery genre. I really like it, and I actually did one of Dean Wesley Smith's courses, and that's when I realized what genre within the mystery thriller suspense genre that I was in, what subgenre of that. It actually really helped me to be able to fine-tune my marketing. It was actually the classic writing mysteries because it goes through all of the subgenres of the mystery genre, and it got to the amateur sleuth sort of section of week two in that course, and that's when I realized, oh, this is what I've written. It's actually a genre that already exists. I haven't done something stupid like created a new genre. It actually exists and there's an audience for this, and I found this really helpful. I've also purchased a few other courses. I have one on short stories. I have one on Heinlein's Rules. I have one on writer's block and procrastination. I also brought a course called Reviews, The Good, The Bad and The Ugly. And I actually found this really helpful. I will often go into this course and listen to it at least once a month because I need to be reminded about I don't respond to my reviews, but it helps me with my mindset in relation to reader reviews of my book. I also brought a course, it's called Classic Point of View, and I haven't actually started that yet. I purchased one on writing endings and how to write a page-turning story and read like a writer. And what actually got me into this was I actually support Christine Catherine Rush on Patreon, and she mentioned a particular course was for free, and I thought, oh, I've heard about their courses but never tried them. And it was they call it a pop-up, and it's how can your business survive the downturn. So I got this. Maybe I'd paid for it. Maybe it was like half price or something, or maybe it was free. I can't remember. It was either free or it was half price. And I think this is what got me into that, because I think he mentioned Heinlein's Rules in that. So I purchased that and I found that course extremely helpful. I actually didn't plan on talking this much about courses either. I planned like a little section of this script and I've gone off script. Classic me. So that's all the tasks I completed in terms of writing, book marketing, and email marketing. By the end of September, I want to submit the candidate to the same editor I used for Missing. So fingers crossed, everything works out. If you have any questions or have tips on book marketing that you would love to share with me, please come over to the blog post and share your thoughts in the comments section. Thank you for listening and happy reading and writing, everybody. Thank you for listening to Amelia's Behind the Scenes Author Diary. You can find the episode show notes, back catalogue episodes, and lots more information at authorpreneurpodcast.com/podcast. I'm your host, Amelia, and I'll see you in the next Behind the Scenes Author Diary episode.